It's time for this week's Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board. I'm Alex McAfee. Joining us on the phone today, Royce Shineman, Executive Director of the Nebraska Wheat Board. Royce, today we are talking about the recent Wheat Quality Council tour that just wrapped up. Bring us up to speed on what you guys saw.
Well, it was a really good tour, and what we did was evaluated the major growing regions for hard red winter wheat. And we went out and visited fields and made yield estimates and predictions. And basically, by the end of the tour, we kind of came up with a number on what the hard red winter wheat crop we think is going to be like.
All right. So what did those numbers look like for this year?
Well, it varied a little bit because in the eastern part of the growing region, tended to have a lot of moisture or more moisture, and the yields look good. As we went south and west, it got drier, yields decreased a little bit. And we also had projections from Nebraska. We called producers across the state, and they went out and did the counts and the calculations. Also associated with the tour, producers in Colorado and Oklahoma did the same thing. And then the actual tour really went around Kansas for the most part. We did have a couple routes that swung up into Nebraska and Oklahoma, but it really encapsulated Kansas because they are the largest producing state. And we had about 70 people on the tour, broken up into about 12 or 15 different carloads of people traveling back and forth across the state to make those projections.
If you're just joining us, glad to have you along. We're visiting with Royce Shineman, Executive Director of the Nebraska Wheat Board, talking about the Wheat Quality Council tours that just wrapped up recently. Royce, share a few more of those numbers from a national perspective, a 30,000-foot perspective, and maybe some more background on the tour in general.
Sure. On the tour, it's put on by the Wheat Quality Council, and that's it, also in conjunction with all the hard red winter wheat producing states. And we get people from all over the country on the tour and people with a lot of different backgrounds. We have press people with us. We have people from trading firms out of New York, Chicago, all over the place. We have producers. We have industry people. So it's a really neat mix of people that go on this wheat tour. And the first night, we all meet in Manhattan, Kansas. We go over what to look for, how to scout the fields, how to do the counts and the calculations, and just kind of get a good perspective on how to conduct the survey. And then we had 70 people. We split up into about 15 different cars and go on different routes all across the state of Kansas, some up into Nebraska, some into Oklahoma. And basically, it's a three-day event, and the first night we drive across the state. We meet in Colby, Kansas, go over the daily results. The second day we go to Wichita, and same thing, go over the results. And then the last day we finish up in Manhattan with results and then the overall results for the tour. This year, just to give you some perspective, like the Nebraska portion of the hard red winter wheat tour, we had just over 1 million acres planted in the state, estimated 48 bushel per acre average yield. So just over a 40 million bushel crop is projected in Nebraska. In Colorado, 2.1 million acres planted. They estimated 44 bushel per acre average yield. So a 72 million bushel crop out of Colorado. In Oklahoma, 4.35 million acres planted with an average yield of 33, and they're projecting a total production of 89 million bushels. And then in Kansas, on the tour, we had 435 stops or field observations. The overall bushels per acre calculated out of all those stops was an average of 46 bushel per acre. And then the wild card in this was projecting how many acres in Kansas will get harvested. You know, with pockets of drought across that state. Our number really kind of varied, but I think overall the projection was right around 290 million bushels of production out of Kansas. So that gives you a big overview of what we estimated with all these stops, all these calculations in all those states that are major hard red producing states.
All right. I do want to mention before we wrap things up that you guys are gearing up for the wheat variety field tours that will happen across the state of Nebraska. Remind us the details of those if folks want to tag along and follow along with what's going on.
Absolutely. Well, this is a great time of year to get out and look at how varieties are performing, looking at some of the research that we're investing in and working with the University of Nebraska on. So these wheat variety tours start June 6th and actually run through the 14th. And they're for most of them are in-person tours. And you'll get to hear from the university researchers, seed industry professionals, the growers that are hosting these plots on their farms. They're located all across the state. We start June 6th in Jefferson County at Mark Noble's farm, and then continue on June 11th in Banner County and Dual County, June 12th, Perkins County at the Stump Farm, June 13th at the High Plains Ag Lab, and then that afternoon, Box Butte County at Cullen Farms, and June 14th, Furnas County and Red Willow Counties at Ten Benzel Farms and Peter Seed Farms. But it's a great opportunity to get out and see those plots, see how varieties are coming along in the state. You'll get to see the results of some of our research investment. If you have questions on those, you can contact Amanda Easterly with the University of Nebraska or Cody Creech with the University of Nebraska.
All of that information is also available at nebraskawheat.gov. Royce Shenneman is our guest today. He's the executive director of the Nebraska Wheat Board. I'm Alex Makovica for this week's Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board. You're listening to the Rural Radio Network.